To the north, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a peace agreement signed in January has not put an end to the violence. Today, more than 60 human rights groups issued a joint statement calling for the appointment of an independent human rights advisor for the region. The group wants to ensure that the agreement will actually provide security in eastern Congo. The Rolls' Jeb Sharp has this update.
The peace agreement was signed by the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as 22 armed groups operating in the east of the country. It was supposed to result in a ceasefire, but according to Annika van Woudenberg of Human Rights Watch, the violence has continued.
The human rights and humanitarian situation in eastern Congo continues to be catastrophic. Lots of people continue to die. We have documented scores of killings since January when a peace agreement was signed. Women continue to be raped. And, of course, there continue to be 1.1 million people displaced just in the eastern provinces of North and South Kivu.
The violence in eastern Congo is a hangover from the civil wars that racked the country in the aftermath of the Rwandan genocide in 1994. Armed groups in eastern Congo continue to vie for territory rich in natural resources, including coltan, a lucrative metal used in cell phones. A gruesome feature of the continuing conflict has been the widespread use of rape by all the armed groups. One criticism of the January peace deal is that it didn't even mention rape. Colin Thomas Jensen of the anti-genocide organization Enough says human rights concerns need to be put front and center, or there's no hope of a lasting peace.
The key issue here is impunity, that these groups, many of them with various motives, often economic, have been able to violate human rights, commit atrocities without facing any real consequences. First and foremost, I think the international community has to get very serious about staunching the flow of weapons into eastern Congo. Second, I think you have to look very seriously at international criminal proceedings against those that are violating human rights in eastern Congo, and particularly those with command responsibility.
Stopping the arms flow won't be easy. There's a UN peacekeeping force in Congo that could theoretically do more to monitor ports and borders for illegal arms shipments. But UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned earlier this month that the force was already badly overstretched, and the region is vast. Colin Thomas Jensen was in eastern Congo just last month. He says it's hard to reconcile the landscape there with the suffering.
What you see on the ground is one, an area of just stunning beauty. Lush, fertile, rolling green hills, some of the best pasture land in all of Africa. And driving through the war-affected areas, you really don't get the sense that there is a crisis until you get out and talk to people and realize that actually people are experiencing a trauma that can't really be adequately described.
A U.S. official familiar with the peace process acknowledges there have been violations of the ceasefire, but not to the point of jeopardizing the January agreement. He welcomed today's call for action from non-governmental organizations. He says it's a good sign that they're pushing the parties to implement the agreement. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.